Welcome to the Nickel Plate Nordic podcast. In this podcast, all the voices you hear are computer-generated. We use the latest AI tools to examine the information to bring you easy-to-understand insights of these scientific research publications. Today's episode looks at techniques and maximal skiing speed for youth cross-country skiing performance. Want to read the original study? Visit our website at nickelplatenordic.org for direct links to the source and more details. Now let's glide into the conversation.
All right, let's hit the trails. Today we're taking a deep dive into the world of youth cross-country skiing.
Sounds exciting.
It is, especially if you're like me and fascinated by what makes these young athletes so successful.
So where are we headed on this deep dive?
We're going to explore a 2023 research study from Frontiers in Sports and Active Living that looks at the factors contributing to top performance in youth cross-country skiing. And trust me, some of the findings are pretty surprising, even for someone who follows the sport closely.
Well, I'm intrigued. What kind of athletes did they study?
They looked at 58 young skiers, a mix of boys and girls.
Okay, and how old were these skiers?
All around 12 or 13 years old.
That's a really interesting age, right? In that middle school range where they're still developing so much.
Exactly. And one of the first things that jumped out at me is that while age does play a role in performance, it's not the whole story. You might assume the older kids would dominate.
Right, just because they've had a bit more time to develop physically.
But get this. Even with a slight age difference between the boys and girls on average, their finishing times in the longer races were pretty similar.
Wow, so it's not just about being older and maybe a bit more physically mature.
Nope, there's clearly more to the puzzle. This study really emphasized how important speed is, and not just any speed, those short bursts, like 30 to 50 meter sprints.
Interesting. I wouldn't have necessarily thought those short bursts would be so crucial.
Well, me neither. But they were a strong predictor of how well the kids did in the longer races, which, by the way, totally mirrors what we see with those elite adult skiers.
Huh. So even at a young age, that ability to just explode is a huge advantage.
It really is. Makes you wonder if we should all be doing more sprints no matter what age.
Maybe so. Now, speaking of speed, the study also found that uphill skiing was a key indicator of performance. And when they say uphill, they're talking about a specific technique called V1 skating.
V1 skating, right. I remember seeing that technique. It's where you use one side of your body more than the other to generate power, kind of like a speed skater, right?
Exactly. It's asymmetrical. And here's the kicker. It turned out to be the single best predictor of overall performance.
Really? Even better than those short sprints?
Even better. It makes you wonder, why is V1 skating so important, especially uphill? Is it purely the power? Or maybe it's more about that balance and coordination it requires.
Right. You're fighting gravity.
Exactly. Or maybe it reveals something about a skier's overall ability to just adapt to the terrain.
That's a good point. It's not just muscle. It's how you use it.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me think about another interesting finding from the study. Double poling. Do you want to explain what that is?
Sure. Double poling is when you use both poles simultaneously to propel yourself forward, especially on flat ground.
And the study found that mastering this was another big predictor of overall performance, especially for boys.
Yes. Which, if we look at the research on adult skiers, shows a similar pattern.
Double poling is fundamental no matter what level you're at.
Absolutely. Okay, now here's something that I found surprising. Upper body strength. They measured it, of course.
Yeah, you'd think that would be huge.
Right. But it wasn't as strong of a predictor as we might have expected, especially for the boys.
So all those pull-ups and push-ups, not the deciding factor for these young skiers.
Not as much as we might think. And this actually goes against some of the research on adult skiers.
So what's going on here? Why is strength not as big of a deal for these younger athletes?
Well, it suggests that maybe at this stage of development, technique trumps pure strength. They're still honing those skills.
So it's not just about being strong, it's about moving efficiently. Makes sense. Now, I'm curious about the comparison between the boys and girls in the study. Besides that age difference we talked about, did the researchers find any other major distinctions?
It's interesting because besides that slight maturity offset, they didn't find huge differences in performance between the sexes.
Really? Even though boys, on average, have less body fat, you'd think that would give them a slight edge.
Right, less weight to carry. But the girls performed just as well in both the skating and classic races.
So what's making up for that difference?
Now that's the million-dollar question.
Okay, so we've got speed bursts, V1 skating, double poling, and this unexpected finding about upper body strength. What else did this study reveal about these amazing young skiers?
Well, let's talk about the different skiing styles they examined, because being a versatile skier is definitely a major key to success.
All right, let's dig in.
Welcome back. Now, before we get too far, I want to clarify something. The researchers didn't just look at V1 skating. They analyzed a bunch of different skiing styles.
Oh, okay. So like what?
They looked at double poling, uphill, free skating, and leg skating, just to get a more well-rounded view of the skier's abilities.
So did they find that one technique was more important than the others?
It's funny. The answer is both yes and no. Like we said, V1 skating was the best predictor of overall performance.
What?
But being good at the other techniques, especially that double poling, was still really important.
So even though V1 skating stood out, you can't just be a one-trick pony out there.
Nope. Think about a cross-country course. It's not just one long uphill climb.
Right. It's a mix of everything, flats, hills, even some downhill sections.
Exactly. So these young skiers need to be able to adapt to all those changes in terrain.
Makes sense. You need a diverse toolkit of techniques, just like a diverse landscape demands diverse skills.
You got it. And that's a big takeaway from this study. Versatility matters. The skiers who could smoothly transition between different techniques, those were the ones who really excelled.
I bet that makes training pretty interesting.
Oh, absolutely. And while this specific study didn't really get into training programs, it definitely got me thinking about it.
Yeah, how do you build that versatility? When do you start specializing in certain techniques?
That's the big question, isn't it? And it makes you realize how important it is to create well-rounded training programs that focus on, you know, building skills across the board.
Laying that foundation.
Exactly. And while we're on the topic of training, can we circle back to that finding about upper body strength for a sec? It wasn't as strong a predictor as I thought it would be.
I know, especially for the boys.
Right. So maybe, at least at this age, technique is actually more important than raw strength.
So what's the takeaway for all those coaches and parents out there? Should they skip the weight room and just focus on technique drills?
Hold on. I wouldn't go that far. While this study suggests that technique is king for these young skiers, strength is still really important.
Okay, so it's not one or the other.
Not at all. Remember, strength gives you that base for power and endurance, and those become even more important as skiers get older and start competing at higher levels.
So finding that balance, that sweet spot, is key.
Exactly. And that's where good coaching comes in, understanding each athlete's needs and tailoring their training to help them reach their full potential. It's an art. Now let's switch gears for a minute and talk about those differences, or actually a lack of differences, between boys and girls. You mentioned earlier that they performed pretty similarly overall, which kind of clashes with what we saw in that roller skiing study.
Yeah, it was surprising. In that roller skiing study, the boys did have a performance advantage. So is there something about skiing on snow that levels the playing field?
Possibly. Skiing on snow definitely demands more balance, coordination, and that ability to adapt.
Right, you've got to adjust to the terrain.
Exactly. Yeah. So maybe those factors help to even things out between the boys and girls at this age.
That makes sense. It also highlights why studying sports performance in context is so important. You can't just take what you learn from one setting, like roller skiing, and assume it'll be the same on snow.
You got it. Now, remember how we talked about those speed bursts being so important? Well, the study found that speed going UP Hill was an even better predictor of overall performance than speed on flat ground.
Oh, wow. So it's not just about being fast. It's about being fast uphill.
Exactly. The uphill battle really separates the good from the great, I guess you could say.
It makes sense, though, right? You need power and endurance when you're skiing uphill, plus you're fighting against gravity.
It's a true test. And remember, technique plays a huge role, too. Even a little wobble can make a big difference when you're trying to power up a hill.
I'm starting to see why that V1 skating technique is so important.
Right. Now let's zoom out a bit and think about what this means for the future. What does this emphasis on uphill performance tell us about, like talent identification in cross-country skiing?
Okay, I'm following you. What are the implications?
Well, it suggests that maybe we need to rethink how we evaluate young skiers. Coaches and scouts could use uphill time trials, especially those using V1, to spot talent early on.
like a secret weapon for finding those future stars.
It's not foolproof, obviously.
Right.
You still have to consider things like work ethic and mental toughness, but it's definitely a valuable new piece of the puzzle.
I love it. Now, this is probably a question for another day, but are there specific training methods coaches can use to help young skiers really excel at uphill skiing?
Definitely something to think about. There's research suggesting that plyometric exercises can be really beneficial.
Those are the ones that focus on explosive movements.
Exactly. Things like box jumps, jump squats, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, nothing can replace actually practicing on hills, gradually increasing the incline as the skier improves.
Makes sense. So it's a combination of targeted strength and power training plus real-world experience.
You got it. And that highlights the need for a holistic approach to training. You can't just focus on one thing.
It's all coming together. Those speed bursts, mastering V1 skating, the emphasis on uphill performance. It's like a recipe for success in youth cross-country skiing.
And it reminds us that even in a sport like this, there's so much complexity beneath the surface.
Which is why we do these deep dives. There's always something new to uncover.
Speaking of uncovering, there's one more detail in this study I think is worth mentioning.
Okay, I'm listening. What is it?
It has to do with the fact that the researchers included both a skating and a classic competition in their assessment.
Right, they weren't just focusing on one style.
Exactly. And that's important because it suggests that to be truly successful, a skier needs to be well-rounded, good at both skating and classic techniques.
So you can't just specialize in one or the other.
It seems that way. Think of it like this. Having both techniques in your arsenal is like having two different weapons.
It makes you a more versatile skier.
Exactly. Adaptable to all kinds of race conditions and terrain. And it makes me think maybe coaches should encourage young skiers to develop both skating and classic techniques, even if they seem to naturally favor one over the other.
Don't put them in a box too early.
Right. You never know. A skier who's amazing at skating might discover they have a knack for classic too. It's about developing that well-rounded athlete. Someone who's adaptable and ready for anything.
Love that philosophy. Now, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. Any final thoughts?
What really stands out to me is the emphasis on technique, especially in those early years. It really challenges our assumptions about how important strength is and shows us just how crucial it is to really hone those fine motor skills, those subtle nuances of movement.
It's like sometimes finesse trumps brute force.
Exactly. And this research is so valuable because it gives coaches, parents, and their athletes themselves real insights into what it takes to succeed.
It's all about understanding what makes these young athletes tick, what helps them perform at their best. And that's a journey worth taking, whether you're on the ski trails or just in life. But before we wrap up our snowy adventure, I have one more question. We've kind of danced around it all episode, but I want to hear your take.
Hit me with it.
If those short bursts of speed are so important for success in cross-country skiing, how can coaches train that explosiveness in young athletes without, you know, pushing them too hard too soon?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's tough because there's no one-size-fits-all answer, but there are some general principles that can guide coaches. First and foremost, prioritize long-term athletic development over short-term gains. Don't sacrifice their future for a quick win.
Got it. So play the long game.
Exactly. Focus on building that solid foundation of strength, endurance, and those all-important technical skills. And then gradually increase the intensity of training as they mature.
Don't rush the process.
Right. And this might seem obvious, but rest and recovery are just as important as training. You got to give those young bodies time to rebuild.
Makes sense. And when it comes to actually training that explosiveness, what are some of the best methods?
Focus on exercises that mimic the demands of the sport. Plyometrics, hill sprints, even agility drills can be super helpful.
So make it fun and relevant.
Exactly. And above all, pay attention to how each athlete is responding. Monitor their progress, listen to their feedback, and adjust the training program as needed. It should always be evolving.
It's all about personalized coaching, recognizing that each athlete is unique and will develop at their own pace.
You got it. And when we take that individualized approach, when we focus on the long game, we create an environment where young athletes can really thrive, not just in skiing, but in life.
It's about more than just winning medals.
Exactly. It's about building resilience, grit, a passion for pushing their limits. Now, before we sign off for today, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about. Something that goes beyond the technical aspects of the sport.
Oh, I love a good challenge. Lay it on me.
We talked about how skiing on snow might create a more level playing field for boys and girls. So the question is, what can we do as a community to make sure that all young skiers have equal opportunities to pursue this incredible sport, regardless of gender?
That's a powerful question. It gets at the heart of inclusivity in sports.
It does. And it's a question worth exploring further. When we create a space where everyone has a chance to shine, we all benefit.
Couldn't agree more. It's a beautiful vision for the future of this sport.
It is. But for now, we have to say goodbye to our snowy adventure.
Sadly, yes. But for all our listeners who want to keep learning, you can find the full study, Technique and Maximal Skiing Speed for Youth Cross-Country Skiing Performance, published in Frontiers in Sports and Active Living.
And for those who want to keep the conversation going, head over to our website. We've got links to the study there, and we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and happy skiing.
Happy skiing.
Okay, so we've talked about how coaches can use this information to help young skiers develop, but what about the long-term implications? What happens to these athletes as they, you know, grow and mature?
Well, that's what makes this research so fascinating. It gives us this really cool snapshot of these skiers at a specific moment in time, but it raises a ton of questions about what happens next.
Like, do those who excel at those short bursts and V1 skating at this age continue to dominate as they get older?
Exactly. Do they become those elite skiers we see on TV? We need more research to really understand how these skills evolve over time.
It's almost like we found some key ingredients, but we need to see how the recipe turns out in the end.
Exactly. I think this study really opens the door for some exciting long-term research, tracking these athletes over several years to see how they progress.
Imagine if we could identify those future stars early on, or figure out the optimal time to really focus on certain skills.
Right. Maybe there's a golden window for developing those speed bursts or mastering the V1 technique. That would be huge for coaches and, you know, anyone working with young athletes.
It could change the entire approach to talent development, not just in skiing, but in other sports too.
Absolutely. And ultimately, I think that's what's so powerful about this kind of research. It helps us understand the science behind performance so we can empower those young athletes.
It's not just about winning. It's about helping them reach their full potential, whatever that may be.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, I think this is a good place to wrap up our deep dive into youth cross-country skiing.
Agreed. It's been a fun ride.
As always, we encourage you to check out the full study, Technique and Maximal Skiing Speed for Youth Cross-Country Skiing Performance in Frontiers in Sports and Active Living. Lots of great information in there.
And for those who want to keep the conversation going, head over to our website. We've got links to the study, and we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and happy skiing.
Happy skiing.